Hello, all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm not Dan. I'm Jamie, and I do know something about K-pop. Dan isn't here to be dragged into the abyss today, but that won't stop the rest of us. Who's here?
Oh, Dominique is present.
Melissa's also present. Why is this now a roll call?
I don't know.
I raised my hand.
I also did.
I also did, which was strange.
For way too long.
God damn. Okay. So what are we talking about? Well, Daniel's where is he anyways?
Dying. I don't know. May he rest in peace wherever he is.
You guys lock him in a closet or something?
No.
No, maybe he's back in that cave again.
Oh.
He's exploring that cave.
Yeah.
He's dungeon crawling. Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about something a little more in-depth and you should know a little bit more about, and that's companies, essentially, and I guess for lack of a better word, we'll call it like their specialties, quote-unquote. It's like what they're known for. Like,
characteristics.
This is usually in their K-pop formula.
Characteristics of the different K-pop companies.
Pretty much. Companies can have a character, that is. That's what this would be.
Well, I would say more like specifically things that they put into like all of their groups, like common points that you would find in either their groups, the songs they produce, their album styles, like things like that.
Who do you want to start with?
Let's go off the beaten track and let's start with RBW.
Okay, singing. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, as they said, so RBW is known for vocals. Their girl groups tend to have like, their new girl group is following the Mamamoo packaging style of the box.
That first box made a lot of money, so yes, the second box should thankfully follow the first box.
Assuming the second box has good stuff in it again.
We'll see.
Yeah. All of Mamamoo's solos are just giant books or folders or some form of giant thing for like a single song.
I know.
Binder.
I fucking know, guys. I fucking know.
Yeah.
Oh, however would you know?
Yeah.
You totally don't collect them, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't Wanna's also do box format for their albums?
I think so, yeah. I don't know if all of their albums are like that.
Hold on. I think I have one, right?
You have like their latest one, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, so here no. So yes, they have the box one, like their regular like Mamamoo's singles look like Wanna's, right?
Yeah.
But then like so their solo stuff, One Wee's looks like their solo stuff. Got it?
Yeah, because you got their last one, right?
I have like two One Wee's, I think, and they're both about the same.
Yeah, both were basically very suspicious packaging.
They're like basically giant envelopes. That's what they look like.
And that's what they are.
Yes.
Okay, so... Yeah, for the most part, Mamamoo is all about the vocals. Oh, there is a concerning trend for their groups, where the dancing gets progressively harder the further they get into their careers. I think Purple Kiss is the new exception where they started off being a little more dance-like focus than their usual.
One Wee has not had a dance yet. Thank God they shouldn't.
Except for that one time when one of them was dancing. It's just like, or was it just one of them or was it all of them? And it's just like, wait, why are you doing this? You're a band.
It was survival program.
No.
Because they were, One Wee used to be masked.
I know that, but no, we're not talking about that. We're like, so it's they
a recent video.
Did. Yeah, they recently did it for like some TV show.
Jamie was over, put it on, and they were dancing. And it's just, and we're just sitting there going, why are you doing this? Like, you're not dancers.
I mean,
I like, first we tried to drown them, now we're making them dance. That's offensive.
Okay. Jamie is offended on Wenwee's behalf.
Okay. So that's already done with you.
Also, I don't know about Wenus. So I think they have pretty much maintained the same level.
Yeah.
So far,
I think so.
I think they're probably along the lines of kind of how Purple Kiss is coming out,
where they're more all-rounders instead of being so heavily vocal starters.
Yeah.
From there, I kind of just want to get it over with. So, big hit.
You mean Hybe?
Oh yeah, Hybe. Oh, I'm specifically talking about like the subsection of Hybe, which is big hit label.
Yeah, you can talk about
BTS,
that.
BTS, TXT.
Yeah, so they would be BTS and TXT. Yeah,
because Hybe is overarching now. Also has 17 and GFRIEND. Yeah.
So surprisingly, if you compare the like two groups, kind of where they're at, BTS has kind of gone almost completely in that Western route, whereas TXT is still kind of like straddling that line of not quite like more traditional K-pop, whatever K-pop was back then. Like, you can't really put a note on specifically what K-pop is, but they're also straddling that line of like more K-pop, like traditional K-pop style / sound, yeah, like vibe. And more Western. Like, I'm not sure. Do you get what I mean?
Not really, no.
Like, it's basically... I think I get where you're going. I don't think I can, like, vocalize it.
Yeah.
I mean, as groups, I don't know. I'm not really sure what Big Hit's doing. Whatever.
So Hybe as a whole, they're definitely trying to skew more towards a Western style, and they're doing the same thing of traditional Western companies, like where they kind of branch out and kind of put their reaches into all kinds of different pies, essentially. It's just like, how do I explain this? Because like Sony Music has like all those branches, divisions for it, right? Like the Sony distribution and they have like Sony Korea, and then they have Sony over at Japan. So like they branch out into other like nations and by purchasing and essentially buying up different companies or having sub labels underneath it. Hybe's going down that route as well, where they're taking a much more Western approach to everything, and hence them buying up Pletus, Source Music.
Basically they're trying to throw their hat in different buckets.
Yeah. And, like, Sony isn't just music. Sony has, like, its movie division and its technology division and stuff like that. So, like, that's what Hybe's doing right now. Hence them buying VLive.
They're trying to hit multiple facets, basically, so they can kind of be competitive in everything.
Yeah. So, a part of the reason why I think they're doing that, like, this is way off tracking from our topic, kind of, briefly, but I kind of feel like I have to hit it, is, I think, like, they kind of know once BTS is, like, out of the picture, they don't have much ground to stand on. Like, as terrible as it sounds, like, this company is, like, working off the back of BTS. Like, almost solely.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, like, as good and as popular as those other groups are, there's just no way that they can live up to BTS's Hybe, I think.
They don't have quite the same, like, reputation that BTS really has right now.
Yeah. That being said, it's not like I like current BTS, especially because I think they threw away a lot of their original sound for the more Western style. So, but like I said, Hybe doesn't have a particular style.
As a miracle, we haven't been canceled.
I mean, and these are just our opinions, and everyone's personal preferences are different. If they don't like hearing our opinions about it, then they don't really have to listen to us.
I mean, yeah, there are a million other podcasts. We're not really supposed to talk about that, I think. I feel like Daniel would be come in and scold us right now. Anyways, yeah, how about we just move on?
let's hit one of the big three. One of the original big three. Let's talk about YG, because I think they have the most clear cut on specifically what they do, because a lot of their groups, I hate to say it, are really copy and paste of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Hype.
Yeah, it's like that charisma, swagger, like, they kind of started that trend of quote-unquote unique voices, but the problem
Not to be an asshole about it, but, like, they're great when you're about 13. They're not so great when you're about 27.
Yeah.
Just in my experience.
So basically it's like they're unique, but they kind of just use that same sense every time.
Well, like, I think I've talked about it when we, like, Blackpink came up. Like, sure, like, the music's great and all, but when you do the same thing over and over again, like, you personally end up growing out of it as your taste changes, because everyone's music taste changes. You can't stay the same.
I think 10 years ago, it was great and new, but now, not so much.
Yeah, because it's like everyone and their mothers have done this at this point. If you can't grow and evolve your sound like Big Bang did within YG, then unfortunately I don't think you have much lasting power.
They also have a kind of terrible time of trying to cultivate new acts, so
I think they're trying to debut a new girl group too, actually.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to debut before the end of the year.
Yeah, they're supposed to debut relatively soon here, which is terrible, honestly. Like, their marketing team and their, like, promotion team, it's kind of fucked at this point. Like,
in a way, and again, this is kind of, like, getting off track about it, but it kind of is just going to hurt them, I feel, in the long run, at least on, like, the Blackpink side, because it feels like...
I don't think it'll hurt Blackpink. I think it'll hurt their new group. Because that's kind of how I feel like happened to TXT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, despite BTS having gone for so long and it being time for a new group to come out, I think the hype of BTS just hurt TXT it hurts TXT in the long run.
Like, it helps, but hurts.
Yeah. It's the Big Bang effect, like, essentially. Because that's what they did to Winner and Icon. Like, Big Bang's, like, just... huge, like, shadow, essentially, just, like, kind of hurt the team in the long run. But that is not this conversation again.
Oh, it's just one of those things of, it's like Blackpink already doesn't really get a lot of the promotion that it probably really needs.
I mean, considering they were
having another girl group to be trying to promote as well, it's like, is that gonna be good for, like, either group? Or is that gonna, you know, like, how detrimental that gonna be to one, you know, one or the other or both? Again, that's all different conversations.
Wait and see moment, because, like, I don't think we've had a moment like Blackpink yet. Like, we've seen the BTS essentially version of it, but right now Blackpink's the female version of BTS. So, anyway, yeah. So, like, YG is all about the swag, the charisma, the unique voices. The problem I have with the unique voices part is, like, oftentimes they'll, like, ruin their current artist's actual singing voices to get that quote-unquote unique sound.
Lehigh,
Rosé. Huckum, Rosé, like...
Yeah.
Anyway, that's YG's character is, like, that hip-hop swagger rap vibe. Like, they're the...
party.
It's quite funny getting old. It's kind of getting old.
Cube Entertainment. I think the biggest characteristic of this company is mismanagement.
You have to remind me who's in it.
You want to hear the list of everyone that's come out of Cube, like former and current? It's A Pink, B2B, Beast, now Highlight, CLC, G Idol, Pentagon. Like.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh man, it's like
fine.
The only other companies that I've seen on this level of mismanagement in terms of like their groups after a certain point is FNC and Pletus Entertainment.
FNC handles actors great. It's just
they're actors in their bands.
yeah, it's the rest they're not great at.
FNC, like, their fuck-ups solely lie in their idol groups. Like, I will be completely honest. Like, God. Yeah. Even AOA, the only reason AOA got as popular as they did before the huge downfall was because of a lucky stroke of just a viral video cam, and one of them was just super pretty. Like... I'm sorry, but if that's what you're depending on, maybe stick to what you're actually good at and focus on your band, like, and flying, please.
Oh, that'd be great.
Kind of like, I like how this just kind of merged both, like, Cube and FNC in one.
Well, Pletus, like, you want to talk about their mismanagement of after school?
I'd rather skip Pletus, to be honest.
Like, they're even mismanaging 17 currently under Hive labels. Like, holy shit, how do you fuck up even after you got bought out?
Especially because 17 was doing, like, fairly well.
Yeah.
And then they got bought out. I think they had, like, one comeback. And then, like, we haven't heard from them for a while.
I'll be honest, because they started splitting up and doing a lot of solo stuff. But I'll be honest, a lot of 17's traction stopped once they got bought out, which, you know, usually it should be the opposite effect. They have money now to back them up, like hardcore money to back them up, but nope.
I feel like we're going to have to change the title of this episode.
Oh, into companies and their fuck-ups?
No, it's just
company ranting.
I don't know, whatever,
it's, well, a general,
we'll talk about it later, guys.
Honestly, I have nothing nice to say about any company ever.
Well, the whole point of the company is to make money, so like, when I've seen this comment before, like multiple times, it's like, oh, this company is so good and this company is so much better, and I'm like, stop, no company is good, they're all shitty.
They're all horrible.
Yeah, like, they are.
The point of the company is to earn money. Like, you complain about this and that and mismanagement, but honestly, like, a company's there to earn money, and if these people aren't earning them money, why are they going to give them a comeback? Why are they going to invest even more money into something that's failing?
A hard truth.
If they're successful, the company will go out of their way to help them and give them comebacks and show them promotions and stuff, right? Like, but in the long run, it's
some of them don't even do that. Let's be real.
Some of them don't even do that. Like, I think the mark of a quote unquote good company is if they're bringing you money, then you reinvest money into them so they bring you more money. Like, that's the bare minimum mark of a good company at this point.
Should we move on?
Sure. From there, another one, I guess we'll do JYP. Sorry, I'm looking at the album, trying to pick out.
I got a characteristic. Everyone does better when they leave.
So, something that JYP is really famous for is basically... Basically, the one that got away. So there's so many stories of people saying, like, oh, I used to be part of JYP as a trainee, or, like, I failed the JYP audition process, and the next thing you know, they're, like, the next top star, whether it be in acting, singing, like, whatever.
There are oddly a lot of cases.
Like, who isn't former JYP?
This has been a trend since the beginning. Like, Minkyo Min is a huge actress in Korea. She used to be a JYP trainee.
If you say you're a former JYP, it means fucking nothing to me, because everyone is former JYP.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like everyone is the first episode of Girls Planet, and it's just like, oh, where are you from? Oh, you're former JYP. It figures.
Honestly, if you say you're a former trainee of any of the traditional big three, it doesn't mean a whole lot unless you were really, like, right about to debut kind of thing. Or you used to be part of the specific trainee group that debuted a certain group. Like, there's this girl with super bad luck. She actually was in the trainee group to become Girls' Generation. And then she just left/failed at the last moment and didn't become Girls' Generation. Like, that level of, like, oh, damn, your luck is shit.
I mean, we saw that, too. One of the girls in Girls Planet, too. Wasn't she, like, in the debut? Like, she was supposed to debut with ITZY?
Lineup with ITZY. There's two girls on there that were in the debut lineup for aespa, too, on that show.
Oh.
And they performed, they were part of, or, like, that girl. I don't know if it was two or one. But that girl was part of aespa's lineup. And she performed Black Mamba. So there you go.
So back to JYP then.
It would be simple. It's just the one that got away. Oh, and put air in your singing voice.
Oh yeah, the half air bullshit.
Yeah, the half air, half voice thing.
I don't know what even that. I don't even know what that means. I'm not sure he knows what that means.
I don't know what that means. I think, like, if you listen to JYP, like, former and current people talk about it, they're always like, when they said that to us, I was like, what the fuck are you smoking? Like, that's all of their reactions.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if they have really any other characteristics besides that. Something, say something positive, I guess.
They have an organic kitchen.
Yes, that is really cool. It looks really cool. It does.
Yeah.
Isn't he, like, really big on, like, the health of his artists?
Yeah, so he feeds them, like, all organic food, including his training.
That's because he himself is, like, a real psycho about his health.
Yeah.
So he's like, y'all, yeah, we gotta feed these people.
If I'm eating well, you need to eat well, too.
Yeah.
It's a good policy, honestly. Like, that's, like, yeah. the one pro of, like, working for JYP. You'll eat good food.
I think... I don't think I should even bring this up. Technically, they do, like, recruit based on, like, supposedly personality.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
It's because I think the policy there is... anyone can be trained to be good at singing or dancing, but you can't train personality into it, so you need to have essentially a personality about it.
So let's break that down, because that sounds good in theory.
I mean, one of the training stories is Woo-young wanted to, from 2PM, he really wanted to be part of JYP. So even though the audition process going on then was actually for females, specifically for Wonder Girls, he went to the audition anyway and auditioned for Wonder Girls.
Yes. He really wanted to be in Wonder Girls.
Yeah, he really wanted to be in the Wonder Girls. And then he managed to land it.
Technically, I think Jackson should have probably never been an idol. So, like... I feel like his was also based on personality, just because, like, you can see his fucking audition tape online still. Like, people flame him for it all the time. Loving him, but still.
Jackson's such a fucking character.
Like, all JYP's artists kind of have that characteristic. There's no, like, clear-cut traditional idol really part of any of their groups.
Yeah. I just don't know, like, I don't know if that's the actual... formula for a successful idol, but I guess it kind of works sometimes. Sure.
Well, like you, in terms of idols, you can't just like their music and stuff. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy them.
A lot of the marketing that they're gonna do is, like, you know, part of it's gonna be on their music, but part of it is you need to like them as people.
Yeah, I guess the biggest benefit from the personality thing, not gonna lie, is the lack of sex scandals. If I'm being honest.
Let's move on.
Actually, like, we're almost at 30 minutes, so, like, we're almost at that time marker. We could save the rest for another day.
True, true.
I don't know, but we should probably cover SM.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, we'll end with SM, and then...
We can do some other smaller companies some other time.
Yeah. So, SM's characteristics, very simple. So, all of their groups are trained, like, almost... like Loki to death, like they're super strict about becoming perfect at dancing, singing, variety shows. Like that's an actual test in their evaluations, I believe.
The robots, as Jamie said,
are very pretty as a very base. They have to be at least semi attractive.
Final Fantasy boys, okay.
Well, like that's not completely true because like. Super Junior, Shindong was straight up told by Isuman himself that, look, groups can't be completely perfect. They need, like, one person there, like, oh.
Okay, but, like, also, kind of fuck him, because, like, he's not bad-looking either, so the fuck?
Yeah, Shindong's actually very attractive,
he is, so I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, well, that's bullshit. Let's be real. He was just bigger. That was it.
Yeah. But anyway, like as a base, like all SM artists have a face.
Yeah.
Like a very good face. And then they're all really good at singing. Like their sub vocals in like some other groups could be fucking lead vocals. Like, what the hell is this bullshit?
They just want the best of the best.
Okay, SM artists as a whole, too, are strange as fuck. Like, I don't know what you're taking, but I kind of want some.
Their training, to me, is a double-edged sword, for sure.
Yeah.
So, the problem with having such perfect-ass, like, everything is a lot of people crack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people don't make it because they crack.
That's where all the former SMs come from, essentially.
There's like a lot of things I find wrong with that sort of company too. I mean, it's technically it's the best way to get a good idol, but also it's the worst way. Like, there's no balance at all.
Like, it's good for the people that do debut, but like, how many people get beaten down so bad, you know, that it like it's traumatizing essentially to them.
Yeah.
All of their artists into hard asses, which is why whenever you see an SM idol like or an SM person judging on like any of these shows, you're always like, oh, it's a trap.
Like, not a positive to me, to be honest. Like, they're just as bad. If not, they kind of formalize being terrible. Started everything,
honestly.
Yeah.
That being said, I have to say, from where they started to where they are now, they have mellowed out a lot.
Oh, yeah, they've definitely gotten better policies, but, like, I can't believe that's the bare minimum that we're holding, you know? It's just, like, I mean, just the whole industry should just do fucking better.
Yes, but, like, you also have to remember, like, this is a different country, and our standards won't fit into that standards, because, like, for me... I don't know, like, I do see the Western point of view as, like, be fucking better. Like, holy fuck, be better. But then, like, also, like, since I've grown up kind of with similar pressure and, like, expectations put on me by my parents, it's just kind of like, this is just who they are as, like, a nation. But holy fuck, do better. It's weird for me, honestly speaking.
I understand that, but, like, also... Literally, I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
Same shit. So, no, they should do fucking better. Them as a society should. But, like, obviously, I can't say anything about their society. But whatever. Anyways, we're done. I'm done, like, talking about this bullshit, to be honest.
Ugh. Anyway. So the quick cut into the descent for this week.
Even though Daniel's not here, we'll just call out to him, and maybe he'll respond. You never know.
Oh, no, I was just gonna say we can just have a moment of silence for Daniel.
I was gonna introduce it first, and then you know we can cut over to him and call out for him, and maybe he'll hear us.
Silence for Daniel.
Oh my god. Okay, this week is the song is called "Come from New Kid."
Flavor. C-O-L-E. Let it flow, let it flow, let it go now. C-O-L-E. 먼저 해먹혀봐, 더 해봐. Go,
Moment of silence for Daniel.
First of all, when they say that, it's making me sound like I died. So can they stop saying moment of silence for me? Hey guys, it's Dan here, and obviously I am not on the episode because of, at the time of recording, I was having some internet issues, so that hasn't stopped them from giving me a song to listen to by force. So, yeah, this song was, I honestly don't know what to think about. I'm literally recording this as I watched the YouTube video finish, so I thought it was, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, kind of felt a little generic. There were some unique parts. I did like the vocal fry, the random meow 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 songs. I mean sounds. I'm sorry, I really don't know what to think about this song, honestly. It's an interesting pick, so you can kill me later. In fact, I probably won't be on next week either, so bye.
That was the moment of silence. No,
I mean, to be fair, that was that I was doing the moment of silence for him to cut in, you know, the portion of the song that he always does.
He can also cut in himself.
Cut himself in then too.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. He's alive, dead, alive.
Did you guys have any thoughts on the song?
The cat in the box.
Well. Hopefully they actually finally get that comeback they were supposedly promised.
They were supposed to have a comeback at the beginning of the year.
My biggest thing about this, like the only thing I know about this group is about Hunsel, who is forming their SM. Wow, talk about coincidence with this topic, right? And honestly, he was right there. He was right there, and he left SM right when NCT debuted. Like. Ooh, timing, man. You were right there. You could have just stuck it out just a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Moving on from Hansel's dark past. Basically, honestly, it's a very generic song.
It's kind of boring.
It's something that I can stand listening to. It's not like my go-to song, like I won't really go out of my way to listen to it, but it's a song like if it were to come on, I don't think I would skip it, unless I'm like really just not in the mood for it.
I would skip it.
I have literally nothing to say about this song. Good luck.
I'm really only invested in this group because of Hansel, let's be fair.
That's like vague as hell for you too.
I kind of do want to see them come back and see what else they've done, because they've only really done like two songs.
They came back
out in 2019.
The one you like is literally in the military. I don't know what you want me to say.
They were supposed to have a comeback at the beginning of this year. They haven't come back, so it doesn't bode well in terms of it does not bode well.
See what happens, I guess. So, Daniel, what did you think?
I'm pretty sure he already said what he thought.
I think he would slice it in there.
I don't know.
If not, then sorry, I guess.
He can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, we've had our moment of silence. We've talked about our stuff today. So let's close this out with the ending. What's the ending?
I actually don't have the ending, so...
Basically, if you want to suggest a song for the descent, Or if you
I got it.
Okay, okay. I got it.
Hey, we're NGP Productions on all the things. We should just say all the things because we're on all the things.
I mean, to be fair, I think Daniel started doing that.
Yeah, and you can find Daniel at, I don't know what's his tag. Does anyone know what his tag is?
Perpetual Player.
Yes, so just Google Perpetual Player. You'll probably find him.
And you can find Dom at
at Best the Raven.
You can find me at Subject Despair. And Jamie?
Violet Dreadly.
And then feel free to hit us up on all the things, as Jamie said.
All the things.
And
I remember this part, I think. It was like, leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or blah, 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 blah,
wherever,
blah.
Wherever
blah,
you
blah.
Listen to us.
Yeah. Okay, so this was Dragons the Cape of Abyss. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
That was right.
Sure. Good enough.
Okay, bye.
Bye.